The following copyrighted program is presented by RustyNorman.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from, yes, you guessed it, just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR in Texas from Just a Fan's View. How can two tracks be so similar and yet so different? If we take a look at the two tracks, Atlanta and Texas, they are quite similar in size and banking, but much different in age of the asphalt and transition from the banking to the straightaways. Those appear to be the biggest differences from my point of view, and it is what gives the Texas Speedway a character all its own when compared to Atlanta. Both tracks have 24-degree banking, and both are 1.5 mile in distance, but that is where the similarities stop. According to the drivers, Atlanta is just plain slippery, and the surface is old and abrasive, kind of like old Darlington used to be. It chews up tires quickly, and the only thing you can do as the tires begin to wear is slow down or put it in the wall, which, once again, according to the drivers, is in a lap or two. If we look at the last 9 laps in Atlanta last week, those that took new tires at the last yellow flag consistently moved to the front past those that didn't. Jimmy Johnson was the most noticeable as he went from 11th to 2nd, and given another lap or two, may well have passed Carl Edwards and finished first. But that's just a what-if statement. The race was what it was, and ended the way it did. So, Texas is just another 1.5 mile oval, right? Maybe so, but I'm interested in seeing how the tires hold up throughout a run, and how much the drop-off in lap times will be. I think that will be one of the important key factors in the results at the end of the race. Another thing that will prove to be interesting is that the field was able to qualify this weekend, and the difference in where the chasers pit is totally different than the last 3 weeks. It is my opinion this could make the largest difference from the last 3 weeks in who finishes out front. This week, the front runners in the chase are not lined up in the pits according to the standings. This week, Jeff Gordon starts on the pole and has the first pit stall, and Jimmy Johnson will not have that advantage. This week, Martin Truex starts second, and Carl Edwards is beginning the race back in 16th. That will also affect Carl's ability to make up anything in the pits. Greg Biffle, instead of starting third, will be mired back in 19th place. All of this could make a big difference in the way things ring out as the race progresses. This week should be no different than other weeks with the COT. Track position will ultimately determine the final outcome of the race, and that will be affected by strategies and decisions made in the pits. I find it interesting that several of those that are situated in the middle to the back of the top 12 in the chase standings and need any type of advantage to make any advancement in the chase standings are starting ahead of the top 4. It makes me ask the questions. Would the chase standings be closer if we wouldn't have had qualifying rained out over the last 3 weeks? If things were closer, would this week's starting lineup shake things up when the checkered flag drops at the end of the race? What if all of the top 12 were separated by only 225 points? These are all interesting what-if and if-only questions, but the facts are that the 3 straight qualifying rainouts did give an advantage to those highest in the points at the time. Whether or not they could capitalize on that advantage depended on how prepared they were for the 3 tracks they raced at, and whether or not they had part or equipment failures of some sort. The facts also showed that not everyone had great luck in that department during those 3 weeks either. I guess that is what makes the chase so exciting, isn't it? That brings us to the Just a Fan's View opinion of who will win this weekend, and as usual, it is a hard choice because of the way things are shaking out so far this weekend. I know how strong Matt Kenseth was at Atlanta last week, and how incredibly fast Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards were. Jeff Gordon has not fared well at Texas in the past, but consistently ran up front at Atlanta last week. This could bode well for his chances of winning the race this week in Texas, but I'm not sure about that either. It is very possible the winner this week could be one that is unexpected. Jamie McMurray, Clint Bowyer, and yes, even Dale Earnhardt Jr. could be in victory lane at the end of the race this weekend. You see, Jamie McMurray has been running strong over the last several races and is my strongest candidate for a dark horse winner this weekend. But it is also possible that Kurt Busch could come home with the victory as my unexpected second choice for a dark horse winner. With the way everyone is all over the place in the lineup this week, it is a harder choice for me than usual. I guess I shouldn't leave out the one that has been the most consistent and say that Jimmy Johnson is a very strong choice for the visit to victory lane at the end of the race. This is his best chance to finish in the middle of the pack for the race and not lose a lot to those behind him. I do not think he will win, but I do admit the possibility. Carl Edwards is also strong at this type track, and with Bob Osborne in the pits as crew chief, his chances are also very good this weekend. All right, enough of this avoiding the issue of who will actually win. It is time for the rubber to meet the road, stick my neck out, and choose the winner. I guess my problem is that I think it is a toss-up between Matt Kenseth and Jeff Gordon, and I'm really torn between the two. Naturally, I would like to see Jeff Gordon end his drought of winning and take the victory, but I know how strong Matt Kenseth is at tracks like these, which holds true for all the Roush teams. Wow, as I said, this is tough, but here goes. Jeff Gordon will win this weekend in a tight battle that goes right down to the wire, and Matt Kenseth will finish in the top five, along with Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, and Carl Edwards. Well, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it, no matter what. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.